السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: قرة عيني في الصلاة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين يا فتاح يا فتاح يا فتاح. Would it not be amazing if we could pray every single raka'ah of our salah with complete concentration, with calmness and humility? Imagine we actually want to pray salah, not because we have to, but because we love to. Imagine rushing to salah every time you face a difficulty or you feel anxious. Imagine being able to pray throughout the night like the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did for hours on end, prolonging his standing, prolonging his ruku, prolonging his sujood. Imagine being not attacked by shaitan's whispers in our salah. Imagine actually enjoying our salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the glorious Quran, successful indeed are the believers. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. They are those who are humble and submissive. They have khushu' within their salah. So what is khushu'? It is a state in which the heart stands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with complete humility, lowliness and servitude, focusing only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. This is when the body becomes humbled and it begins obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, he says, the first thing you will lose of your religion will be khushu' from your prayers, and the last thing that you will lose of your religion will be your salah. So there may be a person praying, yet there is no goodness in him. Soon a time will come when you will enter into a very large masjid. You will see many people praying inside it, but not a single one of them will have khushu'. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those that have the khushu' within our prayer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establish that within us. There are three essential components that you must bring within yourself to have khushu'. Firstly, you must constantly remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing you. Secondly, you should be in awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness and magnificence. And thirdly, you should recognize your own sins. You should recognize that you are weak and that you are desperately in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Three of these components combined will help you to increase in your khushu. So some benefits of praying salah with khushu is as follows. Firstly, it will allow you to understand the real meaning of salah. Secondly, it will protect you from sins outside of your salah. Third, it will guarantee you paradise. Fourth, it will forgive all of your previous sins. Fifth, it will increase your love for performing your salah. It will lead you to cry out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love and from His fear. It will enjoin inside you the quality of crying. It will give you success in this world, and it will give you success in the hereafter. It will fill your heart with peace and tranquility, and it will bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he mentions that two rak'ats with contemplation, with khushu', with tadabbur over what you are reciting, is better than standing for the entire night in prayer with a ghafil heart, with a inattentive heart. And Wahib ibn al-Warad rahimahullah, he mentions, let not your concern be for the quantity of your actions, rather worry about perfecting them and doing them very well. For a slave may be praying, but he can also be disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his salah. So my beloved brothers, why do we actually perform our salah? Firstly, it is to fulfill the purpose of our life, i.e. to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We're fulfilling one of the commands, one of our purposes of life. Secondly, we are upholding the greatest command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ, enjoin your prayer, establish your prayer. We also pray our salah to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remember Him constantly and to become closer to Him. We also try to perform our prayers to humble ourselves, to become a person with humility, and to express our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the fact that we need Him constantly. We try to separate ourselves from the disbelievers by performing salah. The only thing that differentiates between a believer and a non-believer is his salah. We try to pray our salah to converse privately with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We try and find peace and contentment within our prayer. When we are stressed, anxious, when we're feeling down, we resort to prayer and we find peace and tranquility within it. We try and protect ourselves from evil deeds, and we try to purify our soul. We try to earn magnificent reward, and we try to have our sins forgiven. And ultimately, we try and acquire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. We try and acquire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's happiness, His love, and we want to get the opportunity to see Him in Jannatul Firdaus. Say Ameen, my beloved brothers. So there are 10 steps to developing khushu'. Firstly, we appreciate the importance of salah. Salah is the second pillar of Islam, the prime connection between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best way to purify your heart. Secondly, you want to attain the ma'rifah, the deep awareness and knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His names and attributes, through His book, through His signs, and throughout the entire universe. The third thing, you must stop sinning. To develop khushu', you must stop sinning. You must protect your eyes, you must protect your tongue, you must protect your heart, you must protect your stomach from anything haram. Fourth, you must try and soften your heart by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hearts become soft. Try to remember death frequently. Visit the graveyard, feed the poor, and pat the heads of the orphans. All of these things are mentioned in ahadith. They will be a means of your heart becoming soft. We try an increase in our private worship. When we are at home in the confines of our own home, perform good deeds which are hidden from everybody and keep them just between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sixth thing that we want to do is we want to make dua for khushu. That Ya Allah, please grant me khushu. And we should never give up trying to attain it. Don't let shaitan make you believe that khushu and attaining it is impossible. Do not let him deceive you like that. The seventh thing that we want to do is to respond to the adhan when we are inside the masjid and act upon the etiquettes of the masjid. Prepare yourself physically and spiritually. Perform wudu perfectly according to the sunnah. Apply perfume, wear clean and appropriate clothing, and walk calmly to the masjid. Perform tahiyyat al-masjid, the two rakats, when you greet the Lord of the masjid once you arrive. We should try and keep all of these etiquettes in mind, my beloved brothers. The eighth thing that we want to do is do not delay your salah and pray in congregation if possible. Pray at the earliest time possible. Pray in the masjid, aiming to be there for the first takbir and to pray in the first row. It's very unfortunate that on the day of Jumu'ah, we come to the masjid. We come early, but we choose not to fill the front rows. We choose to sit right at the back. It's very unfortunate, but it's just a lack of adab. It's just a lack of maybe knowledge. If we knew how much fadila and virtue there is in sitting close to the imam in the front rows, my beloved brothers, every single one of us would rush to it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability when we are here early for Jumu'ah, especially Jumu'ah, because mashallah, the masjid gets nice and full on this day. If you come early, fill the front rows. Do not sit at the back. Mashallah, Allah has given you the tawfiq to leave your home, to leave your work. Make all the necessary arrangements to come here. But you choose to sit right at the back and you miss out on the fadila of the front row. It's just unfortunate, that's all it is. MashaAllah, take a few steps forward and fill the front rows. InshaAllah, you will benefit from its reward. May Allah give us the ability. The ninth thing that we should try to do is be punctual with your sunnah prayer. Especially the 12 daily sunnah mu'akkada emphasized across all of the 5 daily prayers. And the last thing that we should try and do is to remove any distraction. Eat and use the bathroom before praying. This is why some ulama mention if you're extremely hungry, it's makruh to read your prayer. If you're really desperate for you to use the toilet, it's makruh to read the prayer. Because you're going to constantly be thinking about food, or you're going to constantly be rushing through your prayer to get to the bathroom. Relieve yourself, be in a calm state before you present yourself to the Lord of the worlds. And try and pray in a quiet place and put your phone away before you enter into your prayer. These are just a few practical steps, my beloved brothers. Each and every single one of us can benefit from this reminder. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon these things. You know, Hatim al-Assam, rahmatullahi alayhi, one of our akabirin, he mentions, when the time for salah comes close, he's telling about his own personal habit, what he does. He says, I perform wudu perfectly and I go to the spot where I'm intending to pray. So I come to the front of the masjid and I sit there. And I sit there until all of my limbs are in a collective state and they are calm. Then I stand up to perform my prayer and I try to imagine the Kaaba in front of me. I try and imagine the Sirat, the bridge over the fire of Jahannam beneath my feet. I try to imagine Jannah to my right, and I try to imagine the fire of Jahannam to my left. And behind me, I try to imagine that the angel of death is coming for me. And I think all of these things, and I think to myself, this is my very last prayer. Imagine if we were told that you have the opportunity to pray one last prayer. Imagine how long we would stand. Imagine how much concentration we would try and develop in that prayer. So he's telling us these practical steps to adopt in our own prayers. Then I stand between hope and fear, and I carefully pronounce the takbir, tahreema, Allahu Akbar. Then I recite the Quran very attentively, in a measured pace. And when I bow in ruku, I try to do it in a very humble manner. And I prostrate in my sujood very submissively. And then I present it sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I wonder to myself at the end, whether my salah was even accepted or not. Whether I am amongst those people that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that some people, their salah, after they've completed it, it is thrown back in their face like a dirty rag. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't accept it like that. Imagine where our mind is. Imagine where our thoughts were. Is that our salah? My beloved brothers, if that is, it's never too late. We start improving day by day, little by little, taking on these practical steps. And inshallah, when we hold on to our salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us the sweetness in our prayer. Then all of the other problems that you have, your family problem, your business problem, your physical problem, whatever it is, you will start finding ways out from there. Allah will open it for you. Because you are giving yourself to Allah, then why will Allah not deal with your affairs? Why will Allah not look after you then? Of course He will. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, give me the ability to inshallah adopt these practices in my own salah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give each and every single one of us here the ability to adopt these practical advices. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح Allah.